American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The government shutdown goes on as a spending bill in the Senate has been voted down more than a dozen times now. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
More air traffic controllers and TSA agents and park rangers are about to go without a paycheck. You've got families and children that rely upon SNAP benefits that are going to go hungry here at the end of the week. It is incredible to us that they've now voted 14 times between the House and Senate to reject the clean, simple funding bill that would simply reopen the government.
President Trump continuing his Asian trip in South Korea, agreeing to a new investment deal in that country. Lauren Simonetti has more.
They have agreed to $350 billion of new investments here in the U.S., $150 billion of that for shipbuilding. South Korea praising President Trump during the trip. They even presented him with a crown, which is the nation's highest honor, for his peacemaking efforts on the Korean Peninsula. But the president says he will not be meeting with North Korea on this trip. And he told the business leaders in South Korea that he expects a, quote, good meeting with the Chinese president. The Wall Street Journal says Trump will cut China's tariff rate to 10% if they commit to more controls on fentanyl precursor exports.
Israel says their ceasefire with Hamas is back on after carrying out intense attacks in Gaza that left more than 100 people dead. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the strikes after accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire. Israel claims that Hamas handed over body parts this week that were partial remains of a hostage that was already recovered earlier in the war. Shosh Bedrosian, the spokesperson for Netanyahu, says Hamas is pretending that they don't know where any of the hostages are once again asking them to return the bodies.
13 of our deceased hostages are still in Gaza, and we are committed to bringing each and every one of them home, no matter the stunts and games Hamas tries to play.
Some Republicans join Democrats in an attempt to limit President Trump's tariff powers.
The measure that would end President Trump's use of emergency powers to implement 50% tariffs on Brazil, passing the Senate with five Republicans joining all Senate Democrats. This despite a warning from Vice President Vance, who argued the tariffs give the U.S. more leverage to negotiate better trade deals.
The tariffs give us the ability to put American workers first.
Republicans like Kentucky's Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell argued the tariffs are hurting U.S. businesses and increasing prices. The bill is likely to not get a vote in the Republican-controlled House. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
One of the world's largest technology companies has agreed to do more to protect the innocence of children. And as Chris Woodward explains, AFA helped make it happen.
American Family Association has been engaging in corporate shareholder meetings to prevent businesses with pro-family, pro-child proposals. One of those companies is Apple, where AFA's Walker Wildman said the California-based company has blocked people 13 and under from viewing pornographic images on Apple devices, but not people 14 to 17 years of age.
So as part of our shareholder proposal process, we were looking at a lot of different issues. And so we basically told Apple, hey, if you guys are serious about protecting children and you want to show a good faith effort to do such, then you need to fix this loophole here and make it to where all children below 18, 17 and under are protected from pornographic and explicit images on their iPhone, on their Apple device.
After a year of meetings with Apple, the company came through and made the fix.
All children under the age of 18, so all legal minors, will now be protected on Apple devices.
Apple also agreed to prevent minors from seeing adult-rated applications in the Apple Store. Prior to this, a minor could view adult-rated applications. They just could not download them because of child safety features.
We brought up to Apple that loophole, that vulnerability, and said, hey, guys, if a child can't download the adult-rated app, they don't even need to be able to see it in the App Store. And so Apple made that change as well to where all children can't even see or have visibility into adult-rated mobile apps.
I'm Chris Woodward.
And flooding from Hurricane Melissa killed 25 people in Haiti while the storm still churned across Cuba on Wednesday. More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.